All right, so my name is Manuel Martinez, and
my name is Cesar Medina.
And today we're going to be talking about video games and how they cause paranoia.
Video games can be the cause of paranoia because many people like to play video games for many hours, and especially if the games are violent, it can cause some problems because they go out to the real world and they get paranoid because all they do is play very violent games. What do you think about this, Cesar Medina?
I think it has a lot to do with the Crucible, because a lot of the Crucible is a lot of people aren't used to this type of witch hunt and like all these like stuff being talked about, and like same with video games, it's a lot of different stuff, and then once you go to the real world, it's like much different than video games. So people in the Crucible weren't really used to all this type of talk, so they got really scared and were like, made them paranoid, basically. What do you think about it, Manny?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Cesar Medina, what do you think about video games and how they can be the cause of paranoia?
I think video games cause a lot of paranoia because it's just video games make you think different, and compared to the real world, it's not the same, obviously. And I also found an article that shows what video games could possibly do and how to like lessen the time you use video games. And here's the article. Children's, teens, and young adults who have unexplained hallucinations or delusions should all have electronic screen devices removed for at least 3 weeks as part of diagnostic workup. This includes cell phones, as texting, media viewing, and internet use can quickly rack up hours. Virtually all teens and many young adults do not yet have the impulse control to moderate their own usage. So parents should physically remove these devices. While this may seem extreme, drastic times cause for drastic measures. And so pretty much lessen the usage of devices and video games, because it could cause a lot of paranoia. And it's very,
Yeah, that is very true what Cesar Medina just said. But I was reading this other article that talked about pretty much the same thing, but it said that people get paranoid once they don't play video games, once they stop playing video games, because they're so used to playing them. And this is what I found on the article. It says, when you start to feel conflicted about removing screens, they are so ingrained in our lives. After all this, this is what I tell my patients and their parents. You will never regret moving video games and computers use, but you may sorely regret letting them remain. And what that pretty much is trying to say is, if you don't get rid of them, it affects your life, because once you stop playing video games, your life will get better. Because I'm saying this because I used to be like that. No, I'm kidding. But many people got to understand, you know, that playing video games for many hours is not all right. Maybe like an hour is okay, but because it can affect your brain, you know, you just got to understand that it causes many people to go crazy. And that's true, because it has happened before many times. And there has been incidents where people do many bad things because of video games.
Actually, I also have an article right here talking about a young man who was admitted from prison to a psychiatric facility after reports that he had been acting in a bizarre manner, and he had been arrested for stealing motor vehicles, assault with weapons. At interview, he was found to be experiencing the delusion that he was a player inside a computer game, in which points are scored for stealing cars, killing silence, avoiding police vehicles, and psychotic symptoms had emerged slowly over 2 years.